The emergency consultant who was asked to come in to help with overcrowding at University Hospital Limerick has said he would have attended if he'd been made aware of Aoife Johnston's case. Dr. James Gray was giving evidence on the fourth day of the inquest into the death of the 16-year-old after a lengthy wait for treatment for suspected sepsis. Our Western correspondent Pat McGrath joins us now from the inquest at Kilmallock Courthouse. Pat, what did Dr. Gray have to say today about that request he got to attend at the ED?
Well, earlier during the course of the evidence given this week, Brian, we heard that a clinical nurse manager telephoned Dr. Gray at around about 10:30 on the night of Saturday, the 17th of December 2022, given the pressures that staff were under and the overcrowding situation in the ED. She also phoned a paediatric consultant requesting that they attend the ED. Now, this morning, Dr. Gray told the inquest that he wasn't made aware in any way, shape or form about the case of Aoife Johnston on that call, and had he been made aware that he would have attended. But he pointed out that he was the only emergency medicine consultant on call for all hospitals in the University of Limerick Hospital Group that takes in smaller hospitals, Model 2 hospitals as they're known as in Ennis and Nenagh, as well as St John's Hospital in Limerick and the main university hospital in Limerick. So he said that he was in attendance on both days during the day in the emergency department, but he said that he said he couldn't come, he wouldn't have automatically come in when it's overcrowded, because as he put it himself, guess what? It's always overcrowded. And he said that this was the problem, the long-standing problem. He said on the night in question that the emergency department was like a death trap, and under further questioning, he said the emergency department there continues to be like a death trap.
So what kind of picture then did he paint of conditions in the ED that weekend?
We've heard how busy it was, and he said that in terms of the way to deal with it, to mobilise all hands on deck, so to speak, the only way to do that would have been to implement a major emergency plan. He said that wasn't his call. It would have been a call for the executive team, and that call wasn't made. He did say as well that the conditions experienced by Aoife Johnston during her time there were far from optimal, that she had no dignity, no privacy, and that they amounted to a breach of her human rights. He said as well that the need for more beds is still there. There are plans for a new 96-bed block, which will open in the near future. There are also plans for another block with a similar number of beds. But Dr. Gray saying today that that won't even solve the problem. He said in the region of 300 extra beds are needed in University Hospital Limerick to ease overcrowding in the emergency department, because essentially the problem is people who are processed through the ED and who are deemed to be in need of admission to hospital cannot be admitted to the hospital because of the fact that there are not beds in the hospital for them. They remain on trolleys in the emergency department, and the numbers just stack up and up and up.
So what more can be expected today, Pat?
Evidence has now concluded. Dr. Gray is the final witness to give evidence after 4 days of depositions from around 25 witnesses. Now, the legal representatives for the HSE and for the Johnston family, as well as a legal representative for Fiona Steed, the executive in charge on the weekend in question, they'll all make submissions to coroner John McNamara in the next little while. He'll then retire, and we can expect a verdict sometime later this afternoon or early this evening.
Pat McGrath, Western correspondent, thank you for that.